Hello, everyone. It's Sade Champagne, and I want to welcome you to episode 4 of my brand new podcast, To Him, on Grindheart Radio Network. It's a mixed media series that I created to help bring encouragement, wisdom, and support to men of all ages and backgrounds. This 9-week series will include an audio podcast like the one you're listening to, a short video, a written blog, and a social media post. Through my many platforms, I offer a plethora of grace-filled support for young girls and women. But I'm equally as passionate about seeing men walk in their true identity and receive healing and freedom. I have been blessed to have multiple healthy platonic male friendships over the years and even mentor several young men and boys through my research, mentoring, life experiences, and spiritual counsel. I have discovered that men and women are much more alike than we've been taught to believe. We have many of the same struggles, pains, fears, desires, cares, and questions. My hope and prayer is that through this new series, men will awaken to their true identity in God and no longer live under the societal and religious pressures of this world, and that this wholeness will pour into every area of their lives. And for the women who listen to this show to have a better understanding of who men are, how to see them through God's eyes, and to have healthier, more transparent communication and relationships with the men in their lives. So, for episode 4, we will be discussing how your body is not cheap. Your body is a sacred space and gift from God. You are a sacred being. This is one of the topics I am most passionate about, and I believe God has placed a wonderful message on my heart to share with men. I don't believe that we put the same emphasis on the value of men's bodies like we do for women. Huh? Sade, are you sure that you said that right? Yes, I am. From a young age, women are taught to treat our bodies a certain way and to act and look a certain way in order to be well received in this world. And now, granted, I do believe a lot of the things we teach young women and girls cause us to feel a lot of shame, guilt, and restrictions towards our bodies and relationships. But with men, we tend to have completely different standards that they are to live up to. In religion, you are taught to have self-control and discipline. I'm using quotation marks, of course, as I'm saying that, which the foundation is often built on rules and regulations and not from the strength and healing power of God and the Holy Spirit. It's not built from a healthy, firm foundation of knowing your worth and your value in Jesus, your infinite, eternal worth and value in Jesus. So men are living out of their own willpower, out of their own strength. They're living out of fear. They're living out of manipulation. In the world, you are taught that the amount of women you've slept with and your romantic relationships determine your worth and desirability. And so you will often live from lust, fantasy, and you can only imagine how all the pressures of this world and religion can foster low self-esteem, addictions, self-destruction, and more. So for this episode, we want to talk about the value of your human body and how you can live from what God sees and not what the world or even religion says. Our scriptural references will be 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? And 1 Corinthians 6:17, but he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. All right, so we want to expound upon these verses like we've been doing for each episode. 1 Corinthians 3:16, where it says, do you not know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Now, if you guys are like me growing up, whenever I was told scriptures about, you know, my body being the temple of the Holy Spirit and the temple of God, it was always used as a way to bring me shame, to bring me fear, to make me feel guilty about my body. It was never taught to me and spoken in a way to see like, wow, this is who you are. This is how God views you. This is the worth of your body. Your worth of your body is of God. One human being has the value of God. Because as we have talked about before, even if there was only one person, you were the only man in this world, Jesus would have still come just for you. And so imagine how you would see yourself understanding that your body is God's temple. Like your body is where God's spirit dwells. You know, as we've received this wonderful life in Jesus, we've given God permission to be able to live in us and through us. And so your body is just, wow, it's so valuable in the most infinite way that can never be taken from you. And then 1 Corinthians 6:17, where it says, "But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit." When you receive eternal life through Christ Jesus, you are no longer united with the things of this world, meaning that no matter what tries to hold you down or make you feel like you are bound to that, like that is your identity, you are a slave to that. No, you have received your identity in Christ Jesus, and you are one with God in spirit, and you can never be separated from God's love, life, or quality of life, joy, anything that pertains to God ever, ever again. Your body is just as valuable as a woman's body. I'm going to say that again. Your body is just as valuable as a woman's body. You are valuable, and there is nothing that you can do to take that away from you. Period. Your identity and worth are not found in what has happened to you and what people say and what you look like and how many women you've slept with or haven't slept with and how much self-control you have and how much lust you've struggled with. You are defined by being made in the image of God. Your body is a temple of God's presence, and God's presence is able to live and breathe and move in you. God can help you to live in such a way where you are constantly aware and empowered by God's strength to know your value and your worth, and to not allow the things and the pressures of this world to tear you down. So I know a lot of times people don't talk about, we hear so much about the Me Too movement. And unfortunately, it has turned into a way to just cause more division and separation between men and women. And if you haven't noticed by now, I am not here for the division and for the separation. And I don't feel like you need to put down one group of people in order to lift up another. I believe that you can empower one while also empowering and loving and cherishing another. And people don't even think to themselves that there are so many men who have been through and experienced childhood trauma, sexual abuse, and sexual assault, domestic violence. The list is long. We hear stories of it for the men who actually come forward and share their testimony, and even for young boys, but you can only imagine the number of stories that we don't hear. And when people think about victims, unfortunately, they don't oftentimes think that a lot of men and young boys are just as much a victim as young women and girls are. And I want to encourage you in this episode, because I know many of you listening, and if it's not you, it's someone that you know, has experienced childhood trauma, sexual abuse, shame, inferiority. And I want you to know that no matter what you have been through or experienced in this world, God is able to bring supernatural healing and transformation to you. I'm a living testimonial of that. You know, I'm a living testimonial of having experienced a lot of trauma and heartache and abuse in my childhood, and thinking to myself that my life was going to be framed and shaped by that. But I'm so grateful to God that God, in his everlasting mercy and kindness and love and compassion and protection, has been bringing supernatural healing to me. And I know too that a lot of men from a very young age discovered or were introduced to pornography. And I know it's something that many men struggle with. And you'd be surprised to know that a lot of women struggle with it too. And it's such a lie. There's no life in pornography. There's none. And the fact that we could feel good for a moment, and then afterwards, you're feeling guilty, you're feeling shame, you're feeling inferior. It's not a part of God's design for us. And I remember hearing messages about this and just seeing as the healing that's been taking place in my life and my loved ones' lives and friends and people that I've ministered to, and we've ministered to each other. But it's like when you begin to see that every single person within those pictures, within those films, within those books, whatever it may be, that is someone's daughter. That is someone's son. That is a beloved child of God. It really, really just begins to change your perception of what it is that you're taking in. And I know, unfortunately, being on social media and even just living in this world, a lot of times it's like your eyes can just be drawn, not even drawn, I don't even want to say that. Like you can just be minding your own business and there's images that will pop up on your social media. They're always trying to get you to go to certain sites. They're always trying to push propaganda and trying to push pictures, you know, in our faces and videos and just content that is not life-giving. And so it's very easy for us to get drawn into that when we are not walking in the truth. And I just want to encourage you that even if you have struggled with pornography for most of your life and you have felt sick to your stomach about it, you have felt so less than, you have felt so much shame and so much inferiority, I want you to know today in this moment that it is not too late for Jesus to heal you. That when you have received Jesus Christ in your heart, when you are united with God, you are no longer united with the things in this world. And that doesn't mean that everything in your life is going to change overnight. But the more that you are aware and the more that you are meditating on and receiving the truth of you being one with God and that your body is a temple of God's presence, meaning the very place where God lives and dwells, you will find yourself being less attracted to the things that used to try to dominate you and used to try to destroy you. And you will find yourself drawn more to healing, more to light, more to grace, more to the love of God. And I want you to know that God is not judging you. God isn't looking at you as less than. God is not shaming you or pushing you away, but God is holding you close. And this message is for someone today that whatever is an enemy to you and has been trying to take you out in your life, it is also an enemy to God, meaning that God is always on your side. And whatever is trying to take you out, God is going to take that out. It will not last for forever. God is fighting for you. God is on your side. God is with you, and God is more than able to give you the victory and the healing and the freedom. We don't think about a lot of times that abuse, trauma, addictions, pain that we've been through in our lives, that it can actually change the way that our brain functions and the way that our brain develops. You know, I've done a lot of studying and obviously in my own life, and you see the effects of childhood abuse survivors or trauma survivors as an adult, and you see some of the things that we've been known to deal with in our lives. And I think it's great for us, especially when we're able to acknowledge these things, it's great for us to acknowledge them and recognize what's happening, because I believe that helps us in our healing. Because a lot of times, if we're walking in denial, if we don't even know why we do the things we do, why we're thinking the way we think, we can feel very defeated. But as we're able to tie it back to things that have either happened to us, things that have been spoken over us, lies that we've believed, we're able to pinpoint those things and see Jesus bring healing and light in those areas. And so abuse and trauma, heartache, pain, etc., they can change the way we see ourselves, the way we see God, the way we see others, and how we live our lives. Many people are living their lives and making decisions from something that has happened to them in their childhood, from the smallest to the biggest things. And we don't oftentimes know what is traumatic to one person. To us, it may not seem like a big deal, but we don't know the workings of someone's heart. God is the only one who knows. And as we are seeing what God sees, then we can see people as they really are. But otherwise, we're just walking around with a veil and we're seeing things from distortion or even from just a small piece. I want you to know that God can heal your body, mind, and spirit from what you've been through. God can heal your mind, body, and spirit from what you've been through. There is nothing, Nothing too big, nothing too deep, nothing too traumatic, nothing in this world, no one that can separate you from the love and life of Jesus. God is on your side. God is with you. If you've been hiding, now is the time to stop hiding. Now is the time to be able to be honest and open about what you've been through and how you see yourself and how it affects your self-esteem. It is very important for you to have a high self-esteem, to have a high self-worth and value. It is equally as important as it is for women too. And you can't do it by yourself. You can't just say positive affirmations and just start reading all these great books and doing all these things and getting a lot of money or looking a certain way to make yourself feel confident. Confidence does not come from the outside. Confidence comes from within when we see what God sees, when we are able to receive what God says about us and what God has done for us. It's never too late. And I am so sorry. And my heart goes out to every single man who has felt torn down in your life, who has felt less than and inferior, who has not seen the value in their body. You are so valuable. You have the value of God. And with every time that you have felt torn down in your life, God has felt everything that you felt. God experiences life with you. There's never been a place in all of time, in all of your life, where God wasn't there with you. And so as we're finishing up this episode, I want to pray for you all tonight. I want to pray for your loved ones. I want to pray for any addictions that you've been struggling with. I want to pray for shame, inferiority, for self-hatred. Yeah, I really feel in my heart. There are men who have been living in self-hatred. You live in a lot of guilt. You live in a lot of self-deprecation. You're always beating yourself up. And right now, Father God, I just thank you so much for your beloved sons. I speak life to them right now. I speak life to their hearts and to their bodies, to their spirits and their souls, to their minds. Every single traumatic thing that has happened to them, I thank you that right now you are bringing healing to those areas. You're bringing life and victory to them. That you are showing them the destiny that you've always had for them before the beginning of time. I pray for their hearts to be made whole. I pray for reconciliation and restoration. I pray that they will no longer be living in self-hatred and self-deprecation. That you're lifting up the condemnation by sharing with them and showing them that you do not judge them, that they are not broken cars or robots that need to be fixed and adjusted in order to now appear perfect, but that you have always seen them as flawless. You have always seen them as loved. You've always cared for them and treasured them. You've always wanted them. God wants you to know that you've always been wanted, that every part of you is a gift, every single part of you, and that nothing that has ever been said to you, nothing that has ever happened to you, nothing that can happen to you in this world can ever be greater than God's covering over your life, than God's grace, love, healing power, compassion, strength, whatever it is that you need, God will be and give to you. Thank you, Father God, for every person who's listening. Thank you that you are already on the move, that you're already working within their hearts. You're already doing these things. You were already doing them before. We're not begging. We're not trying to get you to move. We're not trying to get you to listen or pay attention. But you're the God who feels us from the depths of your belly. You feel us and you are with us. There's not anything in our human lives that we have gone through that you did not also experience in one way or another. You tasted all of our pain. You tasted all of our abuse. You tasted all of our trauma. And I thank you that you are the one that's bringing life and healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 4 of the To Him podcast. To keep the discussion going and ask questions or leave comments, be sure to go to my official website, iamshadechampagne.com/blog, and I'm also available on most social media platforms under Sade Champagne. We'll see you next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time on Grindhard Radio Network for a brand new episode. We are getting into the middle of the season and it is getting juicy. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.